Day 7. Nutrition and Proteins. Hi, how are you? Drinking 4 to 8 glasses of water a day is generally recommended. This was also a tip Dr. Rock gave John, who came to him for his first visit. He was a teacher who was severely overweight. He did a lot of research, and before starting his treatment, he had a lot of questions, which he had written on a piece of paper. He proceeded to tell Dr. Larocque that carbohydrates were good for one's health and that some food guides recommended eating up to 60% in our meals each day. Dr. Larocque answered by saying that since the food guide had recommended increasing carbohydrates and reducing fats, obesity has shot up over the past 15 years. So much so that we are now dealing with an obesity epidemic. In 2007, authorities implicitly acknowledged their mistakes and changed the guide. In fact, there are good sugars you should favour, such as fruit, vegetables, legumes such as lentils, rice, and all cereals. Then there are bad sugars, which are mainly refined, such as white pasta, white bread, refined cereals, white sugar, and glucose fructose corn syrup, which since 1980 has replaced sugar in soft drinks and most processed food products, and even in peanut butter. To reduce the fat content in prepared foods and keep their profits, food companies introduce large quantities of modified sugars into our food. The result? We are currently witnessing an epidemic of diabetes which has never been seen before. John proceeded to tell Dr. Larocque that he had prescribed a protein diet for one of his diabetic friends who came to see him. He said that his own doctor did not agree with him, yet said that the friend had amazing results. He lost weight quickly and no longer took medication. However, he said that he was worried for him because he felt that protein was dangerous. Dr. Rock clarified that whereas sugars and fats provide calories and therefore energy, proteins are the body's essential building blocks and allow the body to function while remaining healthy. The main sources of good protein are eggs, fish, shellfish, poultry, meat, nut products, and tofu. Proteins are used to make bones, muscles, and all the body's cells. They produce hormones, enzymes, and are responsible for our immune system. They give us nice skin and hair. The main organs, the heart, the liver, and the kidneys, depend on them. John interrupted, saying that he heard proteins were dangerous for the kidneys and asked if he could do the same diet as his friend but without the proteins, and Dr. Larocque did not recommend it. He told him to remember that the lack of protein was dangerous for his health, especially when following a weight loss diet, since the need for protein to remain in good health substantially increases and may even double during weight loss. If one does not have enough protein, it will result in loss of muscle mass, which slows down the metabolism, causes loose skin and wrinkles, and in extreme cases, thinning of the eye. Also, to reassure him about kidneys, nowhere in scientific literature does it talk about dangers to the kidneys after weight loss on a well-designed protein diet and under the supervision of a competent healthcare professional. In Dr. Larocque's medical career, he has never seen or heard of a single case. Bye for now.